'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house. Well, howdy, gentlemen. Well, it's 2 days before Christmas, and it looks like once again we're gonna kinda have a subdued Christmas, aren't we? Well, of course, they don't want us to have Christmas at all, really, because they want us to be panicked and scared. Well, at least for me, I'm neither, and I'm going to have a damn good Christmas with my family, and to hell with them. And today I feel like being open and honest and just saying the things the way I see it, kind of straight-like. In other words, I'm going to say it without all the bells and whistles. And of course everybody sees things differently, but this is the way I see it from my mind. And after living the long life I have, the two categories of humankind on this planet is male and female. There is no aliens living amongst us. And generally speaking, and this goes back in history too, and I know they've tried to erase history or change it. The trouble is, history has already been written. You may be able to change the future, but you can't change history. But men are builders, protectors, inventors, explorers, thinkers. And men have been very adaptable on this planet Earth. We live in every part of the globe. We have adapted ourselves to the weather environment. And a lot of us men are logical and have good problem-solving skills. And I'm not saying all this because I'm a man myself. I'm just saying it the way I see that it is. But man is also hardwired to be attracted to the femon, to mate with the femon, so that she has a baby and the human race continues. And a man has testosterone as his drive. Testosterone can make a man aggressive, and he needed that when there was a situation of fight or flight, and sometimes they had to fight. Testosterone also gives the man drive, and it also makes him stronger physically and mentally. And men traditionally were called masculine. I know that's a bit of a dirty and toxic word now, but that's like saying nature is toxic, and of course it isn't. And I know that some of you men out there think that men have been bad throughout the centuries and evil and generally we're just terrible people. Well, stop listening to the crazies. We wouldn't be here where we are now on this planet without men and testosterone. And yes, masculinity. I mean, I feel proud of being a man. Nature has made us and given us a job to do. And most men are just getting on with it. Men aren't moaning about wishing I was born something different. I mean, these are the cards we've been dealt. There are quite a lot of young men nowadays who are very confused. And that's because they're listening to the crazies. So let's talk about femons now, if we have to. Femons' drive is different. They have estrogen, not testosterone. That is their main drive. It's different than man's because nature planned it that way. Because femons have a different job to do on the planet. Femons are breeders. About 85% of their body is for that reproduction. They generally are very emotional because that helps in the nurturing of the children. And believe it or not, femons many years ago were very good mothers. But only when partnered with a man. Because bringing a child up with just emotion is only one side of the coin. The modern femons of today are making a lot of noise, but really it's all just smoke and mirrors. They're trying to grab as much attention as they can, whatever way they can, but really they're still just breeders. And lots of things are smoke and mirrors with femons. They just play act at things. Lots of them think they're very earthy, they're very close to nature. Because they plant some plants in the garden and make the garden look very sort of pretty. But how about taking them out into the middle of the forest on their own and leaving them there? They would be scared, most of them. Panic would set in. Because femons have to have all these modern props just to survive in the one world. Most femons aren't really close to nature. Most of them don't even understand it. You drop a man in the middle of the forest on his own, and he will feel relaxed. at one. And his first thought will be to make a shelter or get some food. The last thing he probably will be is scared. Most of the modern Femones are not very happy. They're angry people. Well, that's because they've lost their way. They're all members of the sisterhood, aren't they? One does something, they all do something. But they've been lied to by the sisterhood, but they still believe it. And when a lot of these Femones get a little bit older, they will see that. But it will be too late. Most modern Femones now just want money from the man, and they don't care how they get it. Their main motto is to get the money from the man and destroy the man's life. Because they've been told that everything that's bad in their life is because of a man. There's no doubt in my mind that the modern Femon actually hates the man. And man has appeased the woman more and more, but it's never enough, is it? And man's patience is running out. Take all the makeup and the props from the modern Femons of today, and what do you have left? Somebody that is self-entitled, for no real reason that I can think of, and doesn't even know how to be a good mother anymore. Remember, guys, stop helping these entitled Femons, because they don't need no man. And they're far better than men anyway. Really? Then prove it. Take it easy, guys.